Laudator Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Wednesday, November 27, Pope Francis prays for countries at war as the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire comes into effect. Britain's religious leaders speak out against an assisted suicide bill. And the Pope Francis laundromat offers people sleeping rough in the Italian city of Reggio Calabria a place to freshen up. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins. Pope Francis today renewed his heartfelt appeal for peace and solidarity for those suffering war, especially in Ukraine and the Holy Land. His appeal came just a few hours after a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah came into force earlier on Wednesday. Let us not forget the martyred Ukrainian people who suffer so much, said the Pope, and let's also pray for peace in the Holy Land, Palestine, and Israel, where people are also suffering greatly. As Nathan Morley reports, the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire has brought a measure of calm back to Lebanon.
The conflict has left more than 3,800 people dead and 900,000 people displaced. Under the deal, Israel has agreed to pull out its forces from southern Lebanon whilst Lebanon's army moves in. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has stressed that his country reserved the right to respond militarily if Hezbollah violates the agreement and tries to rearm. The agreement provides for a 60-day transition phase. At the same time, Hezbollah forces will have to withdraw north of the Litani River whilst the Lebanese armed forces will gradually redeploy to the border strip. Meanwhile, thousands of people in southern Lebanon are defying warnings from the Israeli military and Lebanese authorities, telling them not to return to their homes yet, even though the ceasefire seems to be holding. The United States and France, which were behind the diplomatic maneuver to reach this pact, will be part of a monitoring committee. The latter will aim to ensure compliance with the agreement in its entirety. The Jordanian Foreign Ministry spokesman called the truce an important step that must be followed by an international effort to end the ongoing war in Gaza. In a statement released earlier, the Turkish Foreign Ministry welcomed the positive outcome of the negotiations for a ceasefire in Lebanon and hoped that it would be permanent. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Next week, with the beginning of Advent, the summary of the catechesis at the general audience will also be translated into Chinese. Pope Francis made that announcement on Wednesday morning as he held his weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square. As of December 4th, the greetings and summary of the Pope's catechesis will be read in St. Peter's Square or the Paul VI Hall in Mandarin Chinese. The Pope's decision to include Mandarin offers a sign of the attention and care he has often expressed for the Chinese people. Meanwhile, in his catechesis at the general audience today, Pope Francis reflected on the Holy Spirit's spiritual gifts in the Church. He spoke about the gift of joy, one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit that we can all experience. Thaddeus Jones reports.
In his continuing catechesis on the Holy Spirit in the life of the Church, Pope Francis focused his general audience reflections on the gift of spiritual joy, one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. The Pope observed that in contrast to fleeting worldly joys, the Spirit grants us a profound and enduring joy born of his presence in our hearts that inspires us to share this joy with others. The Pope explained how the fruits of the Spirit are the result of our cooperation between grace and freedom, and they express the creativity of each person where faith works through love in unique and joyful ways. And while we all have special gifts, all of us, without distinction, the Pope pointed out, must be charitable, patient, humble workers for peace always. The Pope said the joy that is the fruit of the Spirit gives us a feeling of fullness and fulfillment, which makes one wish it would last forever. And as St. Augustine said to God, "You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." The joy of the gospel, unlike any other joy, can be renewed every day and become contagious, the Pope went on to say. And thanks to this ongoing encounter with God's love, which blossoms into an enriching friendship, we are liberated from our narrowness and self-absorption. Pope said this is where we find the source and inspiration of all our efforts at evangelization, as it's only natural that we're inspired to share this joy with others. And the joy that is fruit of the Spirit does not fade, and it multiplies when it's shared with others. The word gospel means glad tidings, the Pope recalled, and he encouraged everyone to take to heart St. Paul's exhortation to the believers of the Church of Philippi. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. I'm Thaddeus Jones.
Britain's Parliament is set for a crucial vote on Friday over a controversial new bill on assisted suicide. The Terminally Ill Adults or End of Life Bill would allow terminally ill adults to end their lives with the authorization of two doctors and a High Court judge. Several religious leaders have signed a joint petition to oppose the bill. Lisa Zangarini has the details.
Over the past weeks, the Catholic bishops of England and Wales have repeatedly voiced their concerns over the ethical, practical, and societal implications of the proposed legislation. These concerns were reiterated this week in a joint letter signed by several major religious leaders, including Cardinal Vincent Nichols. The signatories again warned on the risks of abuse and coercion, particularly for the most vulnerable, including people with disabilities and older people, who could be pressurized into ending their lives prematurely. They argued that the current legal framework offers better safeguards, noting that the experience of jurisdictions which have introduced similar legislation show that promised safeguards have not always protected the most vulnerable. Instead of legislating assisted dying, the faith leaders called for MPs to prioritise high-quality palliative care, which remains worryingly underfunded, they said. The Catholic Medical Association has also criticised the proposed legislation as dangerous for palliative care and the doctor-patient relationships, highlighting weak protections for conscientious objection. The British Medical Association has instead adopted a neutral stance. The bill has met opposition even from two key Labour ministers, Health Secretary Wes Streeting, a devout Christian, and Justice Secretary Shabana Mahmood, a practising Muslim. This marks the first parliamentary debate on assisted suicide in Britain since 2015, when similar legislation was overwhelmingly rejected. If the bill passes the initial vote, it will require further debate and approval through spring 2025. The decision in Westminster will likely influence Scotland, where similar legislation is under consideration. I am Lisa Zangarini.
Mexico's president is warning the country will retaliate with punitive tariffs if the United States imposes 25% import duties on Mexican goods. As James Blears reports, the proposed tariffs are seen as a way to force Mexico to help it cut the flow of narcotics and illegal migrants.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum is offering her own political carrot and stick, sweet and sour alternatives. She's starkly warning one tariff would be followed by another in response, and so on and so forth until we put at risk our mutual business. But she's also saying she's willing to participate in talks and negotiations while insisting that illegal narcotics is a U.S. problem and pointing out that guns smuggled in from the U.S. are causing crime south of the shared border. She also stressed that drug flow, quote, is a problem of public health consumption in your country's society. Sheinbaum says Mexico's cooperating in curbing migrant flows and the so-called caravans aren't any longer reaching the border with the United States. She defiantly states, "We negotiate as equals. There's no subordination here because we're a great nation." For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.
In Iraq, Cardinal Luis Rafael Sacco, the Chaldean Patriarch of Baghdad, has called for unity among the churches of the East. He said taking practical steps towards Christian unity is the only way to overcome divisions and address shared challenges. Francesca Merlo has more.
In a statement released by the Chaldean Patriarchate, Chaldean Patriarch Rafael Sarko has stressed that unity amongst Eastern Christian churches is not only a necessity, but the only solution to the challenges of our time. He highlighted the enduring declaration of faith which is shared across these churches and which states, "I believe in one, holy, Catholic and Apostolic Church." In his appeal, Cardinal Sarko outlined six practical proposals for a new vision of the Church in the East. Firstly, he said, a shared understanding of unity is necessary. He called for a broad and practical approach to achieving Christ's will for a united church. Secondly, Cardinal Sarko highlighted the importance of distinguishing between doctrinal and administrative issues, emphasizing the importance of separating matters of faith and morality from those of church discipline and administration. The third step towards unity, according to Cardinal Sarko, is to understand historical divisions. He urged the faithful to reflect on the historical causes of division, approaching the issue with openness and without preconceived judgments. Turning to the fourth step, Cardinal Sarko expressed the importance of sharing resources. He suggested that in a move towards practical reconciliation, church buildings and places of worship could be made available for shared use. The fifth step includes encouraging inclusivity among the laity. Cardinal Sarko invited lay people to foster a broader Christian identity. Finally, the sixth step is to address Christian decline in Iraq. He called attention to the declining population and urged the churches to work together with evangelical zeal. Bringing his statement to a close, Cardinal Sarko lamented the current state of division and compared it to the church's earlier ability to walk together. "We must look to unity as the only solution to today's challenges," he concluded. I'm Francesca Merlo.
Briefly, Israeli military strikes across the Gaza Strip killed at least 15 people today, some of them in a school housing displaced people. Medics in Gaza said that the fatalities included two sons of a former Hamas spokesperson. Health officials in the Hamas-run enclave said 8 Palestinians were killed and dozens of others wounded in the Israeli strike on the Al-Tabayan school. Pakistani authorities arrested nearly 1,000 supporters of jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan, who stormed the capital this week to demand his release. The former Prime Minister's aides alleged that hundreds had suffered gunshot wounds during the chaotic scenes overnight. And finally, the southern Italian city of Reggio Calabria now hosts the Pope Francis Laundromat, complete with shower facilities for the city's poor and homeless. Sister Florina Joseph has the story.
On 27th November, the Pope's charitable outreach arrived in the industrial area of Reggio Calabria with the opening of the 7th Pope Francis Laundry, following those opened in the Italian cities of Rome, Genoa, Turin, Naples and Catania. This initiative caters to migrants, the poor and the homeless, enabling them to wash their clothes and blankets and maintain personal hygiene. All services are completely free. Cardinal Konrad Kiewiski, the papal almoner, told Vatican News that this initiative offers a way to restore dignity to people who are not dying of hunger but are dying because they feel invisible. The residents of San Ferdinando, primarily immigrants from Senegal, Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso, Ivory Coast and other parts of Africa, have lived there up to 15 years without even having an identity card. The project includes several initiatives in order to cater to the people who lack basic services. These efforts are part of the hope and mercy gestures that Pope Francis called for dioceses worldwide to implement in preparation for the upcoming Jubilee. I am Sister Florina Joseph, SCN.
That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, please visit vaticannews.va. And don't forget to catch our latest updates on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Many thanks go to Patrizio Ciprari in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins.